Did you know that it only takes 1 minute to potentially save someone's life? Seriously, it takes 1 minute. That's how long it will take you to swab your cheeks and join the donor list with DKMS. There are currently over 900,000 registered donors in the United States, and we need more. There is an American diagnosed every 3 minutes with blood cancer. There can never be enough donors. For only $45, you can help DKMS register new bone marrow donors. DKMS donors save approximately 19 lives a day. We want you to help save one. Please, if you can, go to DKMS.org/FNTSY today. We said it before, we'll say it again. The Russian showdown last night, Corey.
Was the highlight of the joint?
Highlight of the Olympics.
I'm glad that those two gals went out there and gave their best. And they both brought home medals. But when they do it again 4 years from now, hopefully it flip-flops and the other girl can win.
Would they
be too old then?
So I'm really glad you actually brought that up. Because what they were saying last night was, okay, you're saying this girl's 15, she'll be back. She just won it. She's 15 years old. She'll be back at 19, right? The other girl's 18 years old. She'll be back at 22. And yet,
you would hope so.
The Russian that won the gold in Sochi 4 years ago for figure skating, the female figure skating from Russia, didn't even make the team this time. She won the gold medal in this exact event for Russia, did not make the team.
Well, she had two superstars in front of her this year, obviously. I don't know how many Russian young ladies they brought out there, you know what I'm saying? But you mean to tell me the shelf life of a figure skater is 15 to 19?
It's not all figure skaters, but maybe the Russians.
And that's scary to me.
It's crazy.
It's scary to me. It's too much. What are they doing at the kid, at the girls are washing 19 years old? Huh.
It's absolutely crazy. Supposedly they changed the training regimen.
Man, let me tell you something, Jack. If that was my daughter, I'd be at every one of them practices, Joe.
I'd
be at all of them. I'd be like, I've got my eye on everybody out here.
I respect that.
You damn right.
I respect that. Mm-hmm. Now, they said they changed the training regimen in Russia, so now they're basically pushing them harder.
What they trying to do to these little girls?
and that's why this 15-year-old was so good, because as I said, all her jumps were in the second half of her skate, of her program. So you get bonus points for that.
Yeah.
So if you skate for 2 minutes and like do nothing, that's cool. But then if you do all these jumps when you're like on tired legs, you get bonus points, which I get. So the Russians just practice that nonstop.
Wow, they going hard. They training.
This girl didn't really care about Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, no, she did. She's trying to get that gold medal. See, what it is. They got that Ivan Drago training regimen, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So they're running through the Siberia, hitting trees and stuff like that. So that's probably what they got going on out there. And then, you don't think these little girls is doping, do you?
I hope not.
I hope not either. I hope they're not pumping steroids into these little girls. That'd be crazy. I don't trust the IOC.
I feel like you're going to look this up.
I'm not. Has any figure skater ever been busted for doping before?
I don't know.
Because if you've got that, you don't want that. You know, once again, what are the parents signing a waiver or the coaches injecting them? The whole thing is weird to me. I'm not for it.
I want to get your thoughts on something else when it came to the Olympics.
How can I help?
So a lot of these figure skaters, like you see a figure skater from Brazil, a figure skater from Slovakia, but they're not really from Brazil and Slovakia.
Where are you from?
Jersey. Seriously, the girl from Brazil, the skater from Brazil.
Yeah.
Her name, I believe, not Isabella, but it was something like Isabella.
Yeah.
Her last name was Williams. Yes. I was like, what? And basically, she's from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Or she's born in Atlanta, like lives in Jersey her whole life.
Uh-huh.
And her mom is Brazilian.
Yeah.
But her dad, you know, Williams, is American.
Black dude.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. He worked at the post office.
But she joined Team Brazil. And the same thing for the Slovakian. The Slovakian lives in New York.
Yeah, and they joined the Russian squad.
Slovakian.
I guess it's hard. Well, same thing. I mean, I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know. I'm not familiar if it's the same thing or not. I have not been.
It's not.
I have not had a trip.
So, I haven't made it to the Slovakia or the Czech Republic?
No, haven't made it to the Czech Republic. So hold up. You can just put them in any country you want to put them in if you have some kind of background to it?
Basically like WBC where A-Rod's like, I'm a Dominican now.
But see, that's not fair because it must be like, okay, it's too hard to make the American team.
That's exactly what
it is. So it's only four girls in Brazil that can skate, so you go get on this team.
Correct.
Did she medal?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, good then.
No.
But she got the Olympic experience.
Yeah,
she got to hang out in South Korea.
She's
probably not that fun.
You know what's interesting? The places where the Winter Olympics aren't very fun.
No.
Like Sochi.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
No, that's
you. Young probably, Chong.
Mm-mm. I wonder what the athletes. There's probably a lot of sex out there, though.
Yeah, well, I believe they gave out a record number of condoms in the Olympic Village.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah, because the athletes have a lot of sex because they're athletes.
Correct.
See what I'm saying? They're out there chilling.
That's how. So anyway, because of the lack of athletes in the country, that's how the Tongan, the shirtless guy, became a winter Olympian as well as summer Olympian.
Wow, that's crazy. He got.
It doesn't matter. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a story that I think I don't know if he said this on the air or not. But there's a story that there's some woman from a European country,
yeah,
qualified for like one of these like the half pipes. Maybe Jake knows more about this, but like the half pipes, and all she needed to do is they kept finishing in like the top whatever,
yeah,
to qualify. So she went to event like pre-events where there are only, let's say, 15 people. She had to come in the top 15.
Yeah.
So she would just keep coming
and qualifying.
Qualify. She made it to the Olympics. She did this half pipe. She didn't do a single trick. She just skied right down. But she's in the Olympic Village. She's an Olympian.
Yeah. Having all that sex out there in the Olympic Village.
She walked down during the opening ceremonies.
So they gave out a record number of condoms.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if the Olympians be like, throw that in the corner.
Probably
let's go.
Not.
You don't think they're having unprotected sex out there?
Oh, well, some people are, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody gonna have babies is gonna be coming back from the Olympics.
Well, I think, but I kind of think that's the goal of like the Olympics at some point, right? Like, to create super athletes.
Oh yeah, I guess so. You go. Oh, so that's why they should. You know what? They shouldn't give them no condoms then. Just go out there and create these super athletes from all different areas
but, like,
of the world.
You gotta hope it's like not people that are like too young. Like, these figure skaters.
Oh yeah,
are
yeah
very
no,
young.
No, no,
that,
you, no.
You don't want to
stay with
that.
Their parents. You know what I mean? You know they need to be with their parents.
Yes,
21 and over.
21 and over, mm-hmm. Indeed.
21 and
like,
over.
Like Lindsey Vonn's 31. Like that's, you know, she's
cougar.
A woman. She's
yeah.
a woman.
Yeah.
Cougar, huh?
Uh-huh.
When you're 31, you're a cougar. How old are you?
Though my radio age is 35.
That's your radio age?
Mm-hmm.
How do the radio ages work?
They don't move. They stay the same.
I'm glad I'm still 27.
Yes, your radio age stays the
radio,
same.
My radio age is 27.
Your radio age don't move. Your radio age always stay the same. The Summer Olympics probably have a lot of sex in the Summer Olympics,
I would assume
too.
So, yeah.
Especially with the USA basketball team out there.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like Ryan Lochte.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget him. Yeah. Don't forget him. It's tough, too. And the track and field, all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like
Summer Olympics,
a lot of testosterone.
A lot of sex in the Summer Olympics.
Probably
Olympic
so.
Village,
probably
yeah.
So.
But then again, the Winter Olympics is cold.
Yeah.
So, you want that.
You're like, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, so you want that cuffing season action. Like, it's cold, I'm come through, whatever. Summer Olympics, though, is like, we going out. Mm-hmm. You feel what I mean?
Sure.
So maybe it's less sex in the Summer Olympics.
Maybe.
I think it probably balances out.
Probably.
Pavona, I'm curious of Chris Pavona's opinion. Can we get a poll up on this?
No.
No, I'm trying to push it too far. Chris, what do you think is more sex at, in the Summer Olympic Village or in Winter Olympic Village?
I got to say summer.
Yeah.
I would say summer, especially.
Less clothes?
Yeah, I mean, like, you got the gymnastics teams, the volleyball teams, the swimmers. They're, you know, they're
ooh,
pretty much wearing nothing.
The volleyball team is tough. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. a good call. That's a good eye, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank
sure.
you.
Sure.
Yeah. I can dig that.
All right, see.
I wonder what All In Kid is think.
Well, he's actually ready to Skype in at the moment, so we can get. He's gonna
come early today.
Yeah, he's gonna hang out. He's gonna hang out early with us.
All right, cool.
And you can get.
I still
Jake's
get my break.
No. Well, you get, sure. You know what, Corey? Yes, you can get your break. I want to do that. We got the All In Kid wearing a really nice sweater here on a Friday with us, Jake Seeley. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Greg? Happy early Friday for me.
Thank you very, very much. Now, we're here. We're having a conversation that's going to make you very uncomfortable. So I'll throw it over to CP.
Where do you think is more sex, Winter Olympic Village or Summer Olympic Village? Huh? Which Olympic Village do you think has more sex?
Couldn't care less.
Oh, he don't care. Jake doesn't care. Vivona made a good point about the Summer Olympics,
yes,
because of less clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You got the volleyball, track and field, the basketball players.
Winter, everybody needs to stay inside.
Exactly.
That's what Corey
That's
was
true
saying.
Too. Winter, everybody needs to stay inside.
I'll tell you, it balances out.
I would say, you know what? It's probably somebody should do a study on it. But I think it's
should
probably.
You, I think you should.
I'm not
going to
do the study. Get Leone to do it.
Just
Mike
just
Leone
stand
can
outside
do it.
The rooms and see how many people.
Once again, of course, our Olympic segment sponsored by DKMS. Go to dkms.org/fntsy to learn more about how you can help save a child or a human's life.
No doubt about that.
And hopefully send them to the Olympic Village.
Tell them to the Olympic Village.
Corey's trying to make more lives.
No, he's not.
He's done it already.
Nope, I'm done.
By the way,
somebody asked me if I was going to get snipped.
I can't imagine you would do
that. No, I don't want that. The sound itself.
Yeah, the snip.
I have like three friends who have done it.
Really?
I'm not doing that, Jack.
Yeah. What? How many kids did they have?
The one has three, one has four, and the other has five.
Wow.
Why
wouldn't the wife do it?
That's not going to be me.
I think it's easier for the guy.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Not me.
Well, now Jake's here.
I got a method.
Now that Jake's here, we're talking some baseball with Corey. Some basketball, too. Stick around. It's FST on FNTSY.